This is Northland Angler, the Northland Tackle Podcast.
Checking in with Jeff Gustafson. Gussie, it's always great to talk to you, and congratulations on your recent High Falls Bass Championship.
Yeah, my partner Scott Dingwall and I, he's from up in Kenora on Lake of the Woods, same town as me, one of my good buddies growing up. We had a good weekend on Rainy Lake and won the International Falls Bass Championship. So it was, we're a couple happy campers.
No kidding. I mean, that's those two tournaments, the Fort Francis one and then the one in High Falls, are two really good bass tournaments. And I don't think people realize just how impressive that bass fishery is up there.
It is. It's as far as smallmouth fishing goes, it's one of my favorite. You know, I fish all over the place, and it's one of my favorite lakes. And there's good numbers of fish in it, and there's some big ones. And it can be a very humbling lake. You're not gonna catch 100 fish every day, but it's a challenge just because it's so big, and it's fun fishing out there. It's just beautiful. Body of water, there's lots of walleyes, lots of big pike. We caught one muskie last week, saw a couple, and then John Peterson actually caught a 56-incher. And I mean, he's fished his whole life and muskie fished a lot, and this was the biggest one he'd ever put his hands on. It was. I don't know, I'm sure a few people have seen the picture of it, but it was a really big fish. And but that's what you get at Rainy Lake.
Yeah. It's a as you say, a great lake. You guys won by almost 2 pounds, and then the gap was a good 7 or 8 pounds. So the top two guys, you found the big fish way more than anybody else seemed to be able to.
Well, we actually won the tournament last year as well, and we actually had bigger weights last year than this year. But we spent our time fishing offshore and generally deeper water. And it wasn't a big numbers thing. We didn't catch a ton of fish, but that was where, you know, we felt like we could get the most 4-pounders, and we were able to get 5 of them basically each day, and just sort of grinding it out. But that was our sort of game plan, and it seemed like if you fished up near the bank, you could catch fish, you could catch some 3-pounders, but they weren't the winners.
Well, we had four good friends of the show fishing up there, the two sets of Peterson brothers, Travis and Craig, and, of course, Dwayne and John, and they took 3rd and 5th, but they couldn't touch you guys.
We're really good friends with the Petersons, and JP and I fished together quite a bit. So, they were on a similar program to us, and, mixing in some other things as well, but... It was a good weekend. That's just part of fishing in these bass tournaments. Is it's not all about catching the most fish. It's about catching the 5 biggest ones that you can. And so we were really focused on, doing our thing out in the deeper water, and it paid off. So.
You know, when you're doing walleye tournaments in this neck of the woods, it's all about, you know, you can get that one or two over depending on the rule in that particular tournament, and you got to get all the other ones that sneak right up underneath that low end. You're just going for big. I mean, there's no restrictions other than, you know, there's a certain number of fish you can take, right?
Right. It's, you bring your 5 biggest bass to the scale, and that's why, I mean, I've fished several walleye tournaments over the years, but I really prefer the bass tournaments, mostly because I want to go catch the 5 biggest ones that I can. And I feel like the walleye tournaments have a little bit more of a luck factor as far as, you know, one big fish can win you the whole tournament. But that being said, I know there's a handful of anglers that dominate most of the walleye tournaments, so... there's probably not that much luck into it, but for me, I really enjoy the bass fishing and smallmouth fishing in particular. And, I've got a lot of time on Rainy Lake over the years, and over the last couple of years at the High Falls tournament, it's paid off. And, you know, it's funny, you go in little cycles on what's sort of happening on the, and hot on these lakes up here. And, you know, in the next, you know, maybe it'll be next year, maybe the year after, it'll change and be something totally different, you know, to catch those big fish. So it's interesting how it kind of goes.
Well, it was a great weekend for you. And then a little bit earlier, you were at the FLW National Championship and didn't win it all, but you were right there in the midst of the action, I think, what, about middle of the pack?
Yeah, I actually finished 20. I tied for 20th, and I lost the tiebreaker. So I finished 21st, and that out of a field of 56 anglers. Okay. So not horrible, but it was it caught the tiebreaker was pretty significant because it costed me like $5,000 in prize money.
Ouch.
Well, that hurt. I'm still, you just brought that up again. I'd almost forgotten about that.
Oh, sorry actually. About that.
No, but it was a really good year fishing down south, and we start up again in 2019 down in Texas in early January. So it'll be here before we know it, and, you know, it'll be right back into it again. So it's nice to be home now up on Lake of the Woods for the rest of the, you know, through the fall, and it'll be nice to just enjoy some time around home and all the great fishing and hunting that we have up here. I've been guiding the last few days, and walleye fishing has been phenomenal up on the Canadian side of the lake. Yesterday we did some bass fishing on the Winnipeg River, which is the outflow Lake of the Woods. It was really good. So just having fun up here in Sunset Country now.
Well, we're going to touch on the walleye bite in a little bit. I do want to talk a little bit more about bass. I'm curious, and I think we've talked about this in the past, but I want to ask you again. Compare fishing in the lakes down south to fishing on Lake of the Woods for bass or Rainy Lake or those lakes up in our neck of the woods.
Well, I think, you know, most of the lakes down south have a really good population of fish. They probably have more fish than we do in our lakes, more bass, but they also get 10 times or, you know, 30 times as much pressure as we get. So that can make it tough. But just as far as, like, the scenery and the, you know, just the beauty of our lakes up north in Minnesota and Ontario, there's really, you know, that's the thing that I really enjoy the most. We just are really lucky with the beautiful lakes, and then the fishing's pretty good too. You know, it's a short season for us, and so I think that those bass, you know, they know that they have 6 months or 8 months to kind of get fed and get ready for another long winter. So, you know, this time of year, as we're in the early fall and start getting into fall, you know, the fishing for pretty much everything gets really good, you know, and for it certainly does for bass, but you can just pretty much mark every species down for biting pretty good over the next month and a half.
So let's touch on those walleyes up there. You're saying the bite is getting very good again. What are they biting on?
This week it was all main lake structure, humps and points and kind of shallow too. A lot of, you know, 20 to 24 feet, and we're just using, you know, I was guiding some folks, and so we're using fireball jigs and a minnow for the most part. Leeches work awesome still, but they're getting a little harder to come by up here. But just a jig and minnow. I use the jig and a 3-inch impulse smelt minnow. And just fish that a little more aggressively on the bottom. If you're using plastics, you can, you know, I always keep it moving a little bit more. You don't want the walleyes to inspect the bait as much. But pretty simple. It was mostly driving around, looking at your electronics, and just, you know, covering ground until you mark a lot of fish. If I was just seeing like two here, two there, I wouldn't stop until I, you know, could find like 10 or 20 yards of them, like stacked up. And then it was, we're getting double and triple headers sort of one after the other. And a lot of nice eater sized fish. And then every once in a while you'd get a big one. We never got any giants this week, but caught quite a few in 25 and 26 inches and, pretty fun.
Would you say you're in your quote fall bite or not quite yet?
No, not quite yet. I mean, the water temperature was still, you know, around 70 degrees.
Okay.
Still fairly warm. But yeah. We certainly had our first cold snap this week, and So it's you know, things are starting to happen, and fish are going to start moving a little bit. But we're still, you know, over the next couple weeks, you can go on, you come up to the Canadian side of this lake, and you can pretty much any hump that, you know, has a bit of a flat or a shelf in that 20 to 30 foot range, and you're going to find walleye. It's a great time of year to be out there doing that.
Well, I have heard on the U.S. side, the Minnesota side of Lake of the Woods, has been a spectacular year for walleye. Just never really shut down. Would you say the same thing's happening on your side?
Yeah, and in fact, like the couple days that I fished this week were probably better than any days I've had all year. Like it was really good. You know, I'm talking catching 100. You could catch 100 fish. We did a couple shore launches, and you could catch 100 fish before shore launch between the three or four people in the boat. Wow. Really, really good fishing. And but I mean, you know, pretty much anybody, you could come up as long as you had a jig and minnow and a decent depth finder, fish finder, find these fish and throw a buoy out or throw a waypoint on them and get on top of them with a jig, and you're gonna have a good time and be eating very well.
Is there a magic number when you see the surface temp is at this that you know, okay, they're going to be crazy, the fall bite is definitely on?
I mean, I don't go necessarily worry too much in the fall about water temperature. In the spring, especially with the bass, like that 62, 64 is kind of the magic number where they start spawning, and that's a significant one for me. But in the fall, it's more just, you know, as it gets colder, generally the fishing gets better for everything. And then it's sort of odd, like as you get later in September and October, you get those really nice warm days. A lot of times the fishing will actually get tougher. It's almost like it sort of slows things down, or it's like getting a cold front in the summer. But as we get into the fall, it just seems like as we get these little bit colder, little cold snaps, they seem to just sort of get things really kicking and moving in the right direction, and fish want to eat. They know that they have this long winter coming up, I think, and it's time to put the feed bag on.
Okay.
But that's where I, more so than just worrying about the water temperature, you know, I just sort of, I like, if I'm planning a 3 or 4 day outing, I like to see a little bit cooler weather, and you don't necessarily need the nasty wind or rain or any of that, but just a little bit cooler weather, and that's what I like over, you know, as we move over the next few weeks.
Okay. Well, we got a long holiday weekend down here on the stateside. You got a holiday up there too?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
We have a holiday up here, and so it's going to be a busy weekend up on Lake of the Woods. We've got a big bass tournament. Sorry, out of Soon Arrows.
Oh, okay.
Sort of in the central part of the lake, Whitefish Bay area. So I'm going to be down there getting ready for that. And I'm sure there'll be, you know, there's a few anglers from Bemidji area that come up and fish. So I'll be looking forward to seeing some of those guys. And it's always a fun event on Lake of the Woods.
General idea, regardless of lake, this time of year for going out walleye fishing and bass fishing, what do we need to have in our boat? For both species,
you want to be thinking main lake basin, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have to fish deep, but I start to get out of those shallower bays, get out of the back bays, and get on the main lake structure. That's where a lot of the big fish are going to start showing up, whether it's bass, pike, walleyes, muskies, everything. And also, a lot of these bass and walleyes, they're eating a lot of crayfish, especially up here throughout the summer. As we get into fall and things start to cool down, that's going to switch more to a minnow-based diet. So I'm going to start using a lot more, you know, shad imitators and minnow-imitating baits. That impulse smelt minnow, they make a 3-inch and a 4-inch, and they had a 5-inch that I like up here for the bigger fish as well. And you know, I use those baits a lot now over the next few weeks and rig them up on jig heads. You can rig them up on a drop shot rig, you know, a spittle spinner jig. You can catch fish on them a lot of different ways. But that's the biggest thing, I think, is all these fish, especially the bigger ones, are going to start eating and looking to eat big baits, bigger minnows, and they want to get fat before winter hits.
Jeff Gussie Gustafson, our guest today. Gussie, if people want to keep tabs on everything you're up to, what's the best way they can do that?
I'm on social media, Gussie Outdoors, on Instagram and Facebook, Twitter, and I keep that, you know, it's just all fishing content on there for me. And then I have a website, GussieOutdoors.com. And I've been fishing so much over the last few months, I haven't been updating that as well as I should be. But look for a little update on that maybe over the weekend here. And, I sort of keep everybody in the loop with what's going on around Lake of the Woods and everywhere that I'm traveling to fish. So.
All right, Jeff Gustafson, first of all, congratulations on the Iron Falls Championship. Congratulations on a great year. On the FLW, and good luck this weekend in the tournament.
All right. Thanks, guys. Everyone, hope everyone has a great long weekend and catches some big fish.